Oh, definitely. I've seen a real buzz about this one now. And as I say, over 100, we have over 100 entries the 2 days. And Motorsport Ireland, their rounds is limited to 85 entries. And we had to go to them and ask them, could they let us run 100 cars because we didn't want anybody missing out. And the absence of had been for the last 4 years. So thanks to them and the Hull Claim Commission that they gave us the go-ahead to run 100 cars each day.
Yeah. Was it a surprise to you when you seen the number of entries growing so quickly?
A bit of a surprise that we exceeded 85, but then there's a lot of interest, the fact that it's in memory of Danny Gormley as well, and we have renamed it the Danny Gormley Memorial Hull Claim. And I suppose people started to talk about it, and then we got a bit of a committee together, and we have a good team there now, and we're confident that we can run the 100 cars up the hill each day, no problem.
Danny would be impressed with 100 cars going up Knockalla, so he would.
Danny would definitely be impressed.
Yeah, he would have surely. A man that put on Trojan work for the hill climb from day dot.
Well, as long as I'm there, I would say 15 years, and Danny has been there long before me, but Danny was Hull Claim Rally clubman to the core, just.
Yeah, and he will be missed this weekend, but you guys are going to try and put on the best show possible to remember him.
Well, we're definitely going to try to put the best show on in Donegal for him for the weekend, definitely.
Yeah. Who's coming then this weekend? Who can we expect to be chasing up this hill?
Well, there's a lot of men that come there every year. You have men coming there now and real high-powered Mark II Eskers, like Sir Jared O'Connell from Dungiven. Rory Stevens there, he has got a real high-powered Mark I Eskert. They would all be specifically built kind of for hill climbing and sprint. And then you would have like Sir Russell Stanworth, Ben O'Brien, boys like that there that are all competing in the championship at the minute. And they would be all in single-seaters and stuff like that there. There's a real mix of stuff. And then you would have our own club men and different classes and different cars and that, but a real, real good mix of stuff across the board. Like,
1.33 kilometres is the distance. The record time, 36.78 seconds, if I'm right, Michael. Sylvie Mullen in a gold was the man who was quickest there. I know it's going to be wet on Saturday. Don't know what the weather forecast is Sunday. Is it achievable for these guys that are coming, because you've got the cream of the Irish and the Northern Ireland Championship and hill climbing coming here this weekend? Can that record be broke?
The record can be broke, but I would say it needs to be dry.
Yeah.
But there, I would say that because that record stands since 2012.
Is there a while?
It's there a while, and it's only, if you look back through the records that we have, it's only seconds.
Yeah.
It's like there's no massive difference on the times. Maybe there's maybe four or five boys there down through the years that was nipping around that at maybe 4 and 5 seconds.
Yeah,
but he just got one real good run, and he holds the record.
Yeah, and the first thing that you have to overcome is Will Hare's corner. We've all talked about Will Hare's on Knockalla from an international rally point of view, but it's got his name from the hill climb. Is that correct, Michael?
Got his name from the hill climb from the 29th of August in 1970 at 5:30 p.m. was the day it was christened.
Yeah,
I was talking to PG there last week, and I went down to see him, and I spent 3 hours with him, and I got the full story and the full rundown. So we have a program printed for that there, and we have a nice piece about that and the program, and we have a nice piece about Danny, and we have a lot of associated sponsors, and we have three main sponsors for the event as well, who are DMG Motors, CBM Signs, and Kelly's Toyota.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to anybody that helped us in any way.
I'll tell you, if PJ got a euro for every time I just tell that story, he'd be brave and wealthy at this stage, wouldn't he?
I gave him an important job for the weekend. Yeah. I asked him, would he come over and start the cars for me with a checkered flag?
And so, did he take you up on it?
He did, no problem.
Brilliant. So PJ will hear, be back at the bottom.
PJ will hear, be back. 50 years later.
There's a lot of work went into this, Michael. So you have a big team behind you?
Big team behind us. Very good team. New faces as well, which is great to see. And just we had a few meetings there, three or four meetings before it, and we delegated the jobs, and every man was quite happy to do them, and we have the whole thing basically more or less ready to run. We'll get down there on Friday afternoon, say from 1 o'clock, and we'll set it up, and we'll try and make life as handy as possible for Saturday morning, so that we don't have much work to do, that we can just get the car started and get them to the start line, and hopefully have a good safe day's motorsport.
Yeah. Rounds 11 and 12 of the championship. What's the schedule then for the 2 days, Michael?
The schedule is scrutiny at the Hull on Saturday morning from 7 o'clock to 9:30. And then there'll be the driver's briefing then after that. And then the first car practice run, 10:30. And then hopefully first time run, 11:45. And then we'll be hoping that if we had everything running right, that we would be hoping to get maybe four timed runs. And if we manage that, we'd have 500 cars through the start line.
Yeah, that's a lot of cars.
So I don't think that would be a bad feat for the day. We'll definitely give ourselves a pat in the back if we can do that.
I know that the time intervals in rallying, but in the hill climb, do you wait till the man's finished at the top before you release another one, or is it?
No, the one beauty about Knock Alla is the man at the top can see the whole hull right to the bottom.
Mm.
And at any one time, we could have three cars in the hull. We'd have one leaving the start, one exiting the chicane, and one going through the finish at the top.
Right.
And if you can run it like that there, you'll have no bother getting four timed runs for the day.
Yeah. So the day will fly in. So well, if you're putting that many cars on the hill of Knock Alla at any one time, and it'll be a good spectacle for the spectators. Get your spot good and early.
Definitely get your spot. The entrance to the hull for spectators is from the Port Salon side, from the main road in, and the car park in the field, walk over through the pits, and we have a bus running as well to take people up between the runs. So for a small fee, the people can be taken up the hull to the spots, and we can get everybody in and quick time, get sorted out, get it turned around, and get the runs done. And there'll be no bother getting three or four runs.
Yeah, so a big weekend of motorsport ahead once again down in Knock Alla. We mentioned earlier, Michael, about the guys coming that will be off the championship, but we can't forget about the club men. There's going to be a lot of them, a lot of Donegal men that'll want to impress at the weekend.
Yeah, there are a lot of boys come there over the years and supported us every year. In fairness, you know, the boys there like Gary Lockard, Willie McFadden, Ernest Stewarton, Kerry Keelan, this Hellman Hunter, a real good mix of stuff. And then you'd always have a couple of novices that would maybe their first time to do it. So
Do you get many of the boys from the rally and changed over to the Hull Climb coming for the sprint? Do you get much of an influx from them?
You would get maybe, I think they're maybe on our entries this year, maybe we have maybe the guts of 30.
Yeah.
So it's a nice mix.
Nice mix, and they're quite happy to get back out racing again.
I think that's one of the things why it is so busy. Every man's garage has been sitting on the jacks in the shades maybe this last 3 years, and now we're ready to go. Where can we go, or where will we go?
Well, listen, the very best of luck with it, Michael. Enjoy the weekend. Hope you have that safe one.
Thank you, Oisin.